Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. All right, I am here in the studio in the heart of America, Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates of the Journeys family. Check them out and more at my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and thank you for tuning in. A reminder, I will be at the Learning Annex in Los Angeles on October 30th for the Paranormal 411 panel. Check out the website for all the news, events, and announcements. Okay, tonight's guest, Sal Rochelle, a teacher, mystic, healer, a conscious channel for ETs, angels, ascended masters, and more. Tonight, we're going to have a lot of topics. We're going to be talking about EMF, earth changes, the founders, mechanics of ascension, and more. So please, mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com or I'm me at journeyswithrebecca from Yahoo, and we will maybe be taking phone calls, time permitting, but we are looking forward to your emails and your questions tonight. So let's journey together. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sal Rochelle.
A psychic that you can believe in, trust in, someone who will listen to you, find out your needs, then provide you with real answers, useful information that can actually make a difference. Rebecca Jernigan. Call and schedule your private consultation from a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, Rebecca Jernigan. Call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Or find out more at www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back. We are here tonight. We are going to be visiting in just a moment with Sal Rochelle. Let me give you his website address. That's Sal, SalRachelle.com. Of course, you can just click on the link directly right there from the front of my website. Check him out. But I have a short announcement before we actually bring him on the air. It's from a gentleman by the name of John Kachuba. He is a paranormal investigator and a writer, and he has a special treat for children this Halloween. He's auctioning off his Ghost Hunter car on eBay, with the proceeds benefiting the United States Fund for UNICEF. It's a 1987 Buick Skyhawk that has been hand-painted with ghosts, tombstones, and actual haunted houses by fine art instructors at Ohio University, where Kachuba, he teaches creative writing. Now, the auction begins October 21st and ends on Halloween. The car will be listed on eBay.com as Ghost Hunter Car, owned by Ghostwriter. So please, check it out. Now, let's get to our guest. Welcome to the show, Sal Rochelle. Hi, Sal.
Hello, Rebecca.
Sorry about that. I had to get that out. I thought that was such a nice thing that he wanted to donate the proceeds for such a worthy cause to help children. He asked me to do that, and I just thought that was a nice thing to do. So we're going to have a really great show tonight. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. We're going to be talking about the mechanics of ascension, the founders, EMF. We're going to talk a little bit about channeling. Also, we're going to be talking about preparing for the shift, the 2012 shift that's taking place coming up here. So I also wanted to let people know that because you are a conscious channel, which is different than an unconscious channel or a trance channeler, which is somebody that leaves their entire, you know, their persona behind to let the entity, if you will, come in and speak through them. So, and her name is Leah, is that correct?
Leah, correct.
And she may show up, and if she does, we'll just welcome her to the show as well.
She's a little bit flexible.
It's all good, sweetie. What we're here to do tonight, though, is to share information. We will be taking people's emails and their instant messages. I do have a couple of them backed up, but we're not going to take those until the second to the second segment tonight, because we have so much, material for you and I to cover for everyone. So this, I believe that because of the material we're covering, it's also going to prompt some questions from those listeners out there. So I'm kind of excited to have you on, a kindred spirit, a fellow traveler such as myself, and this is kind of a treat for me to do things like this with those of like-minded individuals. So it's great fun. So I guess probably what I'd like to do is maybe let's talk about, it seems to be on everyone's mind, it's the new buzzwords, obviously, is preparing for the shift.
Yes. This is a very exciting time that we live in, and there's actually a lot of information out there, what I would call partial information, regarding what's coming on the Earth over the next several years. And I have been receiving information daily from some of my guides, which I call the founders, and it is a detailed scientific information, as well as data that's brought through in many different levels regarding exactly what is going to occur on the Earth over the next several years. And it's quite exciting, and it is rather complex. We're obviously not going to be able to talk about all of it tonight, but we will be able to touch on some of the important points and hopefully dispel a few rumors as well.
And that would be a good thing. And I like the fact that you're talking about the partial information, because as my guides have told me, Sal, and I'm not sure if yours do, that there are several things that they can't actually pin down to exact happenings due to the fluctuations of, I guess, the events themselves. In other words, they're not static.
Yes, there's an interplay between what I guess, for lack of better terminology, what you would call predestiny and free will.
Right.
A number of the events and the magnitude and experience of the events is a function of free will, but there are also celestial events that are beyond where the free will of humanity is at this point in humanity's evolution.
Correct.
For example, you can believe in a lunar eclipse, or you cannot believe in a lunar eclipse, and it's not going to change the fact that there's going to be a lunar eclipse.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's talk about that phenomena for just a minute, because you know there's a lot of misconception about what really does the 2012 shift mean, and we really are talking about cycles. We're talking about cycles of this universe, of this solar system.
Correct.
Here. And it goes through this cycle every 26,000 years, thereabouts, you know, not, I guess, on an exact moment, because we're in linear time when we say that, but approximately every 26,000 years, this event happens. What is upcoming right now for the 2012 forecast?
Okay, well, there's actually two major celestial events that are occurring simultaneously, and most people are aware of the what I call precessional alignment, which is the event that's documented in the Mayan calendar and in many other places as well. And that cycle is about 25,920 years in duration. And that cycle culminates on the 21st of December, 2012.
Right.
And the day before and the day after. So you could say it's about a three-day window when the axis of the Earth will be aligned with what I'm calling a series of quasars near the center of our galaxy that emit very high-frequency electromagnetic radiation that is what's called scalar or non-polarized energy bursts. And during that three-day cycle, there's going to be a tremendous amount of this non-polarized electromagnetic energy flooding the Earth. It will most likely cause a disruption of our communications devices, computers, TVs, satellites, etc. And at the same time, because we are electromagnetic beings, it's going to have a profound effect on the electromagnetics of our physical bodies, our emotions, our minds, and so on. But that's not the only thing taking place. There's also what I call the galactic shift. And this is another event which is happening on a little bit broader scale, roughly at the same time, and this is the one that not as many people know about. there are references to it in literature, in certain metaphysical journals and teachings, and it has to do with the entire solar system and this part of the Milky Way revolving around the central sun of the galaxy. And approximately every 108 million years, this region of the galaxy moves into what I call an electromagnetic null zone. And I did borrow that term from J.J. Hertag.
it's a good term, yes.
But it's an accurate term, because what it is it's a region of space that our entire solar system will be moving through between the years 1950 and 2100, culminating in about the year 2015. Now, there'll be a period from about 2010 till about 2030 or 2025 where it will be particularly noticeable. And what this does is it lowers the polarity of the electromagnetic field around the Earth in a similar way to the precessional alignment, but it's a little more gradual, and it affects all the planets and our sun. And it explains why our sun is going through a lot of very unusual behavior. You probably are aware of the solar flares, the solar
right.
storms, the sunspots happening outside of the normal 11-year cycle.
Right.
And also there's changes to the gaseous outer planets, Jupiter,
yes.
Neptune, Uranus, Saturn. And they're all going through various anomalies right now, and most scientists are completely baffled by this.
Yeah, they are, because they're not looking at the bigger picture. But, really... all this information is really buried within our history. If people take the time to go in and really look at what history has recorded for us, these events are here, recorded for us. This information is here,
mm-hmm.
but it's not in our textbooks that they teach the children in school, certainly.
No, it's not. And also, there's many, many different levels and dimensions to how these changes are going to affect us.
And I think it might come down to an individual thing. What do you think?
Well, it is going to come down to an individual thing, because basically, and I explain this in my recent channeled material from the founders, where they talk about the different dispensations, as they are commonly called, which is kind of a nebulous term, and it's misunderstood. But basically, there are built-in cycles to the universe which are designed to accelerate the evolution of souls from one dimension to another.
Yes.
Kind of like a grade school where you take a grade, you pass an exam, you move to the next grade, and
right.
so on, and eventually you move to an entirely different school called we have a primary school, a middle school, a secondary, and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
And so the universe is sort of set up like that. It's a rough analogy, it's an oversimplification, but essentially what's going to happen is there's going to be three major timelines, as I call them. In this case, a major timeline means the collective creation of a particular group of souls. The what I call the third density timeline, the fourth density timeline, and the fifth density timeline. The third density timeline are those souls that are dedicated and committed to staying in what I call a third density consciousness, which
right.
is our animalistic consciousness. It's about competition, it's about procreation, it's about the very basic desires of the species to continue itself and to survive. And that mentality is not wrong, it's not bad, it's not worse than another choice, but it is a choice, it's a free will choice that souls have to either remain in that third density consciousness or move into what I call fourth density consciousness, which is the awareness that we are conscious creators and that our consciousness affects our experience of reality and, to a very great extent, our actual reality, and that we can create a planet of peace and prosperity. And then we have what I call the fifth density path, which goes by the name of ascension.
Right.
And what that means is it's the actual graduation of the human soul to an entirely new level of experience, because the human being is not the pinnacle of the soul's evolution. thank goodness.
Yeah, really. I agree with that.
You hear about ascended masters and angelic beings and all these highly advanced souls from higher realms. Well, they went through what I call a spiral of ascension of their own. They may not have started at the same place that we did in the grand scheme of things, but there is a progression.
Yes.
And at the end of the grand cycles, the 26,000-year cycles, or at the end of the 108-million-year galactic cycles, depending on the particular soul path that they are on, they in turn also move to a new level of expression as well. So this is our graduation. This is our opportunity to move into what I call fifth density, which is still a... What we would call a light body form. It's not a disembodied spirit form, although that's another option that we have been taking for a long time on this planet, which is the ability to leave this physical body and reincarnate into another one at another time, what I call the wheel of reincarnation, which, you know, there's a lot of information about that in the Eastern teachings.
And, right.
And in a lot of Western teachings as well. This is about getting off the wheel of reincarnation onto the spiral of ascension, which is to move directly into the next frequency without having to discard the physical form. And so the physical form would actually undergo a metamorphosis, and I use the analogy in my teachings of the caterpillar spinning the cocoon and emerging as a butterfly. It is a good analogy, even though it's certainly not exactly the same thing as what the caterpillar goes through, but it's a good way of looking at it.
Well, it makes it simple so people can understand it, and that's the whole point.
Now, there are various religious teachings that talk about the harvest and the rapture and various, you know, the chosen ones, and these are distortions of what ascension actually is.
Right.
We live in a universe with one creator, and that creator lives, moves, and has its being through all of us, regardless of what we have done with our lives, regardless of our state of consciousness. And there is no judgment between the righteous and the sinner. You know, one person is not better than another. However, those who go through the path of ascension are those who have made wise choices. They've chosen to align their consciousness with divine principles, not necessarily according to some perfect standard. You know, we're allowed to be human. We're allowed to make mistakes. We're not going to fail if we have an impure thought or something like that.
You know, and that's, and for some people, honestly, they really need to hear this. They do.
Well, we need to be loving and accepting towards ourselves with all of our little human foibles.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we are, after all, you know, here in this place and time, and that's part of the experience. One of the things that I want to do is I want to interrupt you here for just a minute. Let's give out that email address, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. So if you have any questions, please write us. Like I said, I do have a couple of them. We'll be taking those in the next segment. Or you can certainly write us a question on the Yahoo Messenger, which is just Journeys with Rebecca, all one word. When we come back off a break here, we've got like a minute and a half or so here, Sal. I'd like to get into... having you talk briefly about the founders, and then you mentioned the term in there is timeline. One of the questions that we have to answer here a little bit later is from a lady that is looking for some specific answers in regards to some health matters. So I'd like for you to jump into the timeline healing aspect of the work that you do and some of the healing principles that you apply, and we'll both take turns answering your question for her. And I think that would be a real good thing for the people out there. And then we're going to get, I'd like to come back to this 2012, because I think there's things that people can do to prepare themselves emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally for this. Because as you and I are talking about this, it sounds easy enough the way that we're expressing it, but when we physically go through the actual changes themselves is going to be the real test of the work that we've done. So, okay, you guys, we'll be right back. Sal, don't go away. You guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Enzymes. They are so important to our bodies. we tend to forget how vitally important they are to our health and well-being. At PerfectlyOrganic.net, we have a large selection of enzyme products available to assist you in bringing your body into better health and vitality. And on the website is a book about enzymes and the role they play. And it's free. So log on now to PerfectlyOrganic.net and learn about enzymes and order yours today. Again, that's PerfectlyOrganic.net.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for with the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read your never-ending life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sam DeAndre. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Tolerance is accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background, their religion, their lifestyle.
It's about accepting people for who they are as individuals.
Their culture, their family, their traditions.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversities that make us great.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back. We're here with Sal Rochelle. We've been talking about preparing for the shift 2012. We're going to be talking a little bit more about mechanics of ascension. But Sal, what I want to do is maybe you, because you've talked, mentioned them quite a bit here in the first segment, which was the founders.
Yes.
Who do they represent themselves to you as when you say the founders?
During meditation a few years ago, there were these large blue-white orbs that would appear in my consciousness, and they identified themselves as the founders from what I call 12th density. They're similar to what has been called creator gods by some channels, and they are beings that have essentially graduated high school and gone on to college, to use the schoolroom analogy of the universe. They have manifested many of the abilities that are just potential in us as human beings. And they're very scientific in the way that they come through. They admit that they're only able to transmit a tiny bit of their energy into my higher mind, and then it has to be translated down into the English language. So I call it more of a telepathic transmission than a true channeling, because my physical body is not capable of handling that high density of energy more than just a tiny bit.
I hear that one. That can be something very difficult for even the greatest of people.
And so that most of their information is about the evolution of the soul and about how the universe is constructed. They have a extensive discussion of soul fragmentation and integration. They talk a lot about the earth changes and the mechanics of the cycles. I'm currently channeling my second ebook from them. I have one available on my website now, and I'm eventually going to have a hard copy book of their channelings too. They're talking about a lot of the material that has been out there already, and then they're adding their own perception on top of that to give everyone a better idea of what's really taking place.
That's a great idea. Let's talk a little bit about that fragmented stuff.
Well, basically, we are 12-dimensional beings. Now, I'm going to use the terms density and dimensional interchangeably here, but they actually do have slightly different meanings. Density is a level of vibration, and dimension is a realm in which beings vibrate. So we are currently third and fourth density beings vibrating in a third-dimensional world, and there are certain sacred geometries that describe how a being actually moves from one dimension to another. And they go into some depth on the sacred geometries of ascension, what actually takes place. They do discuss the Merkabah, which is a popular concept that is in a lot of teachings these days, which is essentially the sacred geometries of what we call the etheric body. So there's a lot of mechanics involved. We certainly don't have time today to go into the details there. Some of it's available on my website, and some of it will be available in this new book.
Okay. So let's talk about, because it's kind of along the same lines. Let's talk about your timeline healing. I've actually spoken with you way prior to this about that type of work that you've done, and I think it's very interesting the way that you present that, and I think that would be very helpful for people to understand it.
Okay. Timeline healing is a, this was actually brought to me by another set of guides that I have that I call the Arcturians. It is a, it is sort of like a past life regression combined with psychological reframing techniques and soul integration work, but it's based on the idea of quantum physics. In the laboratory, scientists have been able to manipulate subatomic particles, and they have discovered that whenever they make a change to the particle, it shows up everywhere along the particle's timeline. Now, some of this is very difficult for our intellectual minds to grasp, but they discovered that a particle knows in advance what's going to be done to it, and basically they see in the past changes that they're going to make to the particle in the future. Now, we know that the things we are doing consciously right now will affect our future. What we're not as aware of is that the things we are doing right now also affect our past. The things we do in the past affect the present. The things we do in the future affect the past. It's all intertwined in what I call a timeline.
Okay.
Now, we have this idea in our intellectual minds that the past is set in stone. But in actuality, all time exists in the eternal now moment, this moment. And the past, the present, and the future are all creating and recreating themselves moment to moment. There's a physicist in England, I think his name is John Barber, and he has a theory that the universe is sort of like the film in a movie projector. It's a series of stills, and when they are put together in what we call a linear time frame, it appears that we have what we call the screen of life, just like in the movies.
Right.
And the idea here is that we're not really, when we remember the past, we're remembering an image we have based on that linear progression of infinite number of still moments, which would be every moment in creation, an infinite number. So it's a little hard to grasp this intellectually, but the main thing is that it works. And what we do in a timeline healing session is we take a person back in time to meet their past selves, whether it's from this this lifetime, or whether it's from a past lifetime. And the idea there is that we have an infinite number of past selves, one for every moment in creation. Those past selves that experienced trauma, or what I call negative imprinting, where we were fed negative beliefs that hold us back on our soul progression, we can go back to the time when those traumas took place and actually give that past self a healing in real time. To the past self, if the past self is aware enough, they will experience a visitation as if from angels being sent by God or however their mind interprets it, when in actuality what they're experiencing is a visit from their future self that has come back in time in order to heal them. So it's a pretty interesting concept. There's a number of people out there who have said they believe their UFO experiences are future versions of themselves that have come back in time in order to give them information, and that very well could be the case.
Well, and I've just had total epiphanies while I've been sitting here listening to you, and that's for another show. I've just had just total light bulbs came on. Okay, here is... can we take... first of all, let me ask you, are you ready to answer a question with me?
Sure.
Okay. The person that we're going to be talking to today, her name is Emma, and I'm changing the names of the two people involved because she's requested that I do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to read the question to you. I'm going to answer it, and then I would like to hear what you have to say about it.
All right.
The person that we're going to be talking about today, his name is Jim, and she said, when should he be returning? She's looking for a time frame, and he has a daughter, and we're going to call her Candy. Her cancer returned last week, and they pumped 4 liters of fluid off of her lungs in 1 week. And there are 3 lung tumors that they just found. Any prognosis, whether hopeful or not, and if not, how much time may she have left?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she said that's a lot to ask, but she would be ever grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and let you start with this, actually.
Okay. Well, just to give the listeners an idea also of how I work, I'm going to give Emma an extra treat here and bring in my spirit guide, Leah, to answer her questions. My spirit guide, Leah, is what I call a twin flame connection from the sixth density. And she's not as overall knowledgeable, perhaps, as my guides, the founders, but she has a lot of understanding of earthly relationships. She doesn't claim to be 100% accurate, nor do I, nor does any psychic, because of all the variations of free will and various things. But she does have a perspective from outside the veil of Earth, and oftentimes can see things more clearly than I can. So I'm going to invite her in to offer her analysis of this. And we'd like to start with the woman Candy, who's had the cancer. And so I'm going to go ahead. My voice is going to change slightly, but this is conscious channeling. I'm still present, watching while Leah speaks through me. So here's Leah. Hello, beloved. Is this Emma that we're speaking with?
Emma's on the actual instant messenger.
Okay. Oh, we're still getting used to this technology.
It's quite all right.
We've got you live and in person on the radio, okay? And we have the channel here live and in person on the radio. And then we have a listener who is using the messaging system, okay?
That's correct.
All right. So this is a message for Emma. And is this your daughter, Candy, that we're talking about?
No. Jim... It's Jim's daughter and...
Jim's daughter, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend Jim's daughter,
yes.
Okay. And we're looking at this woman's energy. You've changed the names, we understand.
Correct.
The names are not important. What's important is her energy. She has some unresolved anger that she has been dealing with for a very long time, and it has taken the form of various imbalances within her physical form, which is manifested as cancer. We understand this has come back and then gone away and come back and then gone away more than, say, 3 or 4 times.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yes, we're looking again, and we see that the pattern is still there of being able to heal one and having it pop up again in another place in her physical form because she has not dealt with the anger. She has a lot of anger around being here on the planet under the circumstances that she finds herself in. Now, we are reading her on what you would call a soul level, so this may or may not jive directly with her outer experience of her relationships. But you will find that if you go deep into her being, you will find a lot of this, what we would call vitriolic anger, which manifests as various organs failing to do their job properly in the human body, or what you call cancerous cells that multiply out of control. They're all manifestations of this unresolved anger within her being. We believe that unless there is a major shift in her overall emotional state, where she comes into an epiphany, as you would call it, of absolutely loving energy, where she's able to completely love and accept herself and those around her, we do believe that she will be likely leaving the earth plane within the next 6 months.
Okay.
And that is okay. That is not a bad and wrong thing. It is a decision she is making on a soul level if she chooses not to do what is required in order to move the cancer completely out of her body, which is to basically, there's a lot of forgiveness necessary. She's got some people in her life she needs to forgive deeply. She needs to do a lot of work on forgiving herself. And it's hard work. We're not going to sit here and just pretend that we're just going to wave a magic wand and her cancer will go away. Because even if it does, and it is certainly possible, that the healing we're giving her might have an immediate positive effect on her. but it will come back again unless she heals the underlying cause. This is usually the case when a soul experiences cancer.
Oh, and especially in the relapsing, cancer and then being free and then and drawing it back to us again.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we can do miracle healings. Others can do miracle healings. There's no problem with doing miracle healings, but unless you address the core issues, which in this case are anger about being here in the first place, anger about being in the life that she has created for herself, which she feels has been out of control for a long time, not just since the cancer started to rear its little head, but for a very long time she's felt like aspects of her life are out of control, and she's been very angry about that. She has felt at times that God has abandoned her, and so a lot of her anger has been directed toward God. This is a very common condition on planet Earth. We have worked with a lot of souls who've been going through similar issues to this, not to make light of her individual case, because it is, you know, on one level a very tragic situation, but on another level it is part of a larger divine order, and we know it's difficult for her and the those that are close to her to be able to see this, but that is in fact the case.
Okay, that's very nice. I think that's really an excellent answer, Leah. Thank you so much.
Well, anything we can do to be of service.
So, okay, Emma, I think that, because I've been communicating with her while you have, Leah as well, so I know she's listening, I know she's heard what's being said, and we're going to let her digest this for a little bit.
Yeah, and that would be a good idea.
And I will carry on with her in a little while as well.
We know she has some other questions. We also know that you're on a very tight time frame, and we don't want to take up too much of your time.
And it's just lovely. It really is.
Well, it's our pleasure to be able to share, and hello to all of you who are also part of this. We feel a lot of wonderful vibrations around this network, this radio network, as you call it.
It's wonderful. We have another question, if you feel free to stick
we
around.
We are available, yes.
Okay. This one is kind of an interesting one. This is from a gentleman by the name of Matt in Omaha, and can we be healed from the teaching of our government or institutions like school?
Absolutely. And again, it's not easy because it is in every facet of your life. You have been taught since a very young age to believe in a certain way. There have been there's a very long and bloody history to your beautiful planet. We're almost sorry to say that, but it is just a fact of this particular realm. There are many, many beings who have been trapped in what we would call ego states of consciousness that have exerted power and control for millennia upon your world, and this has gone on in many planets, not just your Earth. It is one of our biggest challenges, because so many of you have been programmed to think that you are powerless to change the government, the political, the economic system, the religious systems, and so on and so forth. And as it is being proven as we speak through this channel, that it is possible for all of you to make changes. Every one of you is a powerful, creative, spiritual being created in the image and likeness of your Creator, and you have a vast, untapped potential within you. You are learning how to tap into aspects of that higher creativity as we speak. And if we observe various things taking place on your world, there is a resurgence of consciousness and a questioning of things that have been going on for a very long time on your world. For example, the torturing of human beings by other human beings. That has been going on for thousands of years on your world, and you are now beginning to say, this is unacceptable. We've had enough of this. We want an end to torture. So that is one example of where there is what you'd call positive change taking place as a result of human beings waking up and accessing their higher levels of consciousness.
Absolutely beautiful, Leah. We're almost out of time in this segment, but when we come back, Sal will probably be returning, and Leah, we will make sure that we give the information on how people can contact Sal. And you may be able to be speaking to individuals through individual sessions. And this has been great. I so appreciate you. You've got great energy. It's been really great having you here.
Well, it has been our pleasure, and we will return you to the channel now.
Great. And you guys, stick around. We'll be right back with some more of Sal Rochelle and Journeys with Rebecca. Do not go away. For me, there's not much better than a fresh cup of coffee, perfectly blended with a great smooth flavor. Well, now you can get some of the best coffee from around the world. Just log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the banner for Coffee AM. It's right there on the front page. Oh, and with every order, you get a half pound of gourmet coffee for free. Again, journeyswithrebecca.com and click on Coffee AM.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now. 800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Hey, I'm Bonnie Raitt. Remember how excited you were as a kid to go back to school at the end of the summer? Seeing old friends, making new ones, getting new books in a new locker, a clean slate. And music class, that special room where you went to sing and perform with your friends and learn all sorts of interesting stuff about great composers and instruments and different kinds of music. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. Know what? I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school this year.
A back-to-school PSA brought to you by MEMC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, it wires the brain for learning.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, welcome back, and we are here with Sal Rochelle. Hello, Sal.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to share one thing with you. I know that when Leah comes in, you can hear what she says. So Emma, our dear lady that asked the question of Leah, wrote back and said, while we were talking to her about Jim and Candy, that he actually contacted her. So you talk about an instantaneous thing. There you have it. So there's some proof positive. So I just wanted to share that. I just thought that was pretty awesome
and
stuff.
And hopefully Leah's response was helpful.
Oh, she's just a...
She doesn't sugarcoat her messages. I think you noticed that.
Well,
she tells it like she sees it.
You know what? I don't think that this is... The times that we live in, Sal, I don't think.
Yes,
call,
we don't have time.
We
for
don't
it,
have
do
time for that. No, I mean, if you really want to know something, you just really got to get down into the meat and potatoes of it, and you just can't you can't have the cake before that. You know, that's just an opinion of mine. That doesn't mean that the messages that are given to other people aren't done in utmost love and consideration and integrity and all of that. It just means that it's just let's cut through all the stuff and let's just get right down to the point and to the basics and you know, get it done, as they say.
Absolutely.
You've just been a delight. This has, you know, been a wonderful show so far. One of the things that I wanted to talk about here, Sal, with the audience that's out there listening, is that I am going to be presenting a two-hour show format here in the next weeks ahead, and I think it would be awesome if we could invite you back on at a later time as well. And between
well, absolutely.
You,
we just barely scratched the surface.
We just didn't even hardly get into anything that we really wanted to. There's so much more to say and so much more to do. I did want to give you one more thing that you, Matt from Omaha, had talked to Leah also about. Can we heal what the governments and institutions and things like that do to us? And he writes back, sounds like that Leah was saying that the human race is making progress. I sure hope so. A lot of negative going on in the world, however. Well, it's unfortunate. I here's how I look at that. It is unfortunate there's so much negative because the energies that have been present on this earth plane, you know, you've got to start shaking things up, and that's why they're so much more noticeable. You've got to let the, you know, get their hooks and claws, so to speak, out of humanity, out of the race, so to speak.
And well, and you have to understand how the ego works, and whether it's the ego of human beings or whether it's the ego of so-called negative ETs, which is a whole other subject we don't have time to go into,
right?
Or whoever's ego it is, it's still the desire to control and manipulate others, and there's a reason why some souls want to control other souls, and we have to address the core issues here, or we'll be forever stuck in this pattern.
And that's a true statement, and I think that making that aware to people, I think, is probably one of the biggest services that we can provide as to why. Because that's a question I get all the time, but why? Well, let's talk about why. Why is not an easy answer. I mean,
it goes back to the beginning of time,
yeah,
really.
It's
we have
like why,
what the religions call the fall from grace.
Right.
Which is really the, as adventurous souls, we decided to explore these, what would I call, outer worlds, such as Earth, and we became mesmerized and hypnotized by what we were exploring, and we became identified with these lower forms, lower in terms of frequency and vibration, not in terms of better and worse. And as a result, we forgot our connection to Source. We started believing that we were separate from God and that God was judging us and that punishing us. And that's pretty much how it all started.
I know, and it is. That's, and it's sad. And so now, by giving the education to the people, you know, they can start seeing their own truth within that. Now, before we run out of time here totally tonight, first of all, Emma wants to say thank you very much for all the help and assistance.
Well, it's my pleasure.
And we need to give your website. We need to let people know how they can get a hold of you. And all of that, so I want to make sure that you have time to do that. And Matt, by the way, just wrote in and said thank you as well for answering his questions.
Yes, my website, it's my name run together, Sal Rochelle with one L. Don't put two L's in it or you won't find me. It's rachelle.com. And I have a lot of free articles and channeled messages you can read on the website. And I have an e-book from the founders, which you can download for $10. And it's rather advanced. It's got a lot of information about soul evolution and earth changes in it. And there'll be another one coming. There's also an ebook by Leah, which is based on sessions that I did in Australia last year. And there's a lot of other goodies. My hard copy book, Life on the Cutting Edge, is in there. And also a music CD and a bunch of other things. And then you can also book readings on online. And the readings are done over the phone usually.
Excellent. That is so excellent. And I'm very glad that you're doing what a lot of people are doing, which is putting the information out there so people can freely obtain it so that they can educate themselves and they can do it in a manner that's easy for them to access. And for that, you know, a lot of commendations there for you in regards
time
to that.
Time is of the essence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, do you have an email address that people can use?
I do. It's my first initial S and then my last name. And then the year 2004, all run together, at yahoo.com. So it's srochelle2004@yahoo.com. And I do welcome your comments if you enjoyed the presentation.
And, you know, this has just been a delight, and honestly, we will have you back on. And I want to thank you so much. You guys, for the rest of you, stick around. There's a little bit more left coming. Sal, thank you. Blessings to you, my dear.
Journey.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for with the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Are you looking for a low-cost way to drink the purest water possible? We know that many of you are concerned about the purity of the water you drink, and having a good source of pure water is vitally important. We've discovered a new gravity water filtration system, the R Garden Pure Water System. Now, here are some of the features that make this product unique. Multi-layers of filtration, a ceramic pre-filter, activated carbon filter, a mineral bead layer, as well as natural conditioning through mineral stones, and the final stage, magnetic restructuring. An excellent water system at a great price. This remarkable water purifier is all you'll ever need to produce great tasting water free of harmful contaminants, all 100% risk-free. Experience the pleasure of great tasting water or your water system today. www.perfectlyorganic.net. That's perfectlyorganic.net.
A psychic that you can believe in, trust in, someone who will listen to you, find out your needs, then provide you with real answers, useful information that can actually make a difference. Rebecca Jernigan. Call and schedule your private consultation from a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, Rebecca Jernigan. Call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Or find out more at www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, what an awesome show. A special thanks to my guest, Sal Rochelle. His website again is salrochelle.com. Or, of course, you can always find that link on my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. Please, a special thanks to all my great sponsors, Fate Magazine, that's fatemag.com, perfectlyorganic.net, and Sandy Andrew, universallearningseries.com. You know, you can show support for the Journeys with Rebecca radio show by supporting our sponsors and affiliates. You know, their banners are found throughout the Journeys with Rebecca website. Here's an upcoming guest coming up is Dawson Church, Ph.D., The Genie in Your Genes, Brian McClure on the Universal Flag. November will be David Icke. He needs absolutely no introduction. Brad Steiger will be on talking about Shadow World, his newest book. Marcia Schaefer, the wife of Robert Dean, will be on talking about Confessions of an Intergalactic Anthropologist, a must for those who've had contact with ETs or guides. And don't forget, I'm going to have my yearly Halloween show on the 27th. Speaking of specials, I've created another category for my readings. It's a shorter version and is reflected in the price and length of the reading. Both are on special now. Time slots are limited, so set your appointment. And you can do that by emailing me, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, in the weeks to come, I'm going to be announcing the startup of a video streaming classes, seminars, workshops, a virtual classroom, and a meeting place for those on the fast track to your own empowerment and knowledge. I'm sending out a questionnaire for those who are on the mailing list for a spiritual 12-day trip. So if you're not in the list, you can email me for more details. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good.